PFT Media.
Thousands of comic books and one dog deli. This and more on the Daily City Show. Orlando Meat's new pizza project, Recess Pizza, opened last week at 131 North Orange Avenue in downtown Orlando, inside Orange County Brewers. Culinary director Elliot Hillis and head chef Seth Parker developed an alkaline dough for their pizza crust, quote, in the same vein as ramen or pretzel, the shifting transition from base into acidity lends itself to an interesting combination of textures and great flavor. What? The menu will also include a selection of hot sandwiches and salads. Brunch items will be available on the weekends. Wally's Bar in Mills 50 had its official grand reopening last week, welcoming guests into its still dark but newly refurbished and 100% smoke-free interior. Portions of the famous Naked Lady wallpaper remain. Memorabilia and photos from the bar's past can be found nailed to one section of the wall in the infamous dive bar. The package store now sells, in addition to liquor, logo t-shirts. Rick's Dog Deli has moved from its longtime home off of Corinne in the Audubon Park Garden District to 2404 Coolidge Avenue in College Park. The business sells simple, whole, and fresh food for dogs. A new donut shop is opening soon in the Soto District in a newly renovated shopping center at 225 East Michigan Street called Shaka's Donuts. More than 150 boxes containing over 40,000 comic books, some dating back to the 1940s, valued at over $300,000, were recently purchased by Orlando-based comic book shop chain Coliseum of Comics. They purchased the collection from the estate of former friend and customer Roy Brown, who passed away in 2018. It marks the largest single acquisition for the company in its 36 years in business. Comic book fans can view a portion of the collection at the chain's Kissimmee location at 2511 Old Vineland Road. A 40,000-square-foot former citrus packing plant on 3.7 acres at 1061 Tildenville School Road in Winter Garden will go through adaptive reuse starting this year and come out the other end as a dedicated space for food, retail, art, community, and office space if the project's future land use request gets approved on June 27th by Winter Garden City Commission, according to Growth Spotter. The packing plant is an approximately 27-minute drive from downtown Orlando. The project sounds similar to East End Market in Orlando and Oxford Exchange in Tampa. Both projects feature multiple uses within an adaptive reuse scenario. Central Florida has been receiving announcements left and right for large-scale projects featuring multiple tenants in both existing and new construction buildings, but most have focused solely on food. It was announced January of last year that U-Roll Sushi would be opening a spot in downtown Orlando at 100 East Pine Street. An opening date has not been announced, but a sign has been recently spotted hanging in the restaurant's window. The 1,700-square-foot space will seat 42 people, according to Orlando Sentinel. They currently have a location open at 7685 East Colonial Drive in East Orlando. U-Roll Sushi allows guests to create their own sushi roll, rice bowl, or salad bowl. After 4 years at its current location at 334 North Park Avenue in Winter Park, Bellicoso Cigars and Cafe is moving to a unique two-story building in the Mills Park Shopping Center at 1618 North Mills Avenue in Mills 50. The space is the former home of two different concepts, Segafredo and Four Rebels American Taco Kitchen. Guests will enjoy weekly and monthly live events including whiskey, beer, and cigar tastings, a broader offering of music including Latin, jazz, and blues, and a light menu of Latin food offerings. Reservations will be accepted for the rooftop seating area. No opening date has been announced. Thank you for listening to The Daily City. Be sure to follow our newest foodie project, The Daily City's Indoor Farmers Market, on Instagram at Indoor Farmers Market, our large-scale Makers Market, Orlando Flea at Orlando Flea, and our dessert event, Confection Fest at Confection Fest. I'm your host, Mark Baratelli, and keep using that hashtag, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.